The Qatari diplomat who touched off the terrorism scare enjoys immunity and cannot be prosecuted for that incident. But just how far does diplomatic immunity go? The online magazine Slate.com investigated that for its explainer column. Here's senior editor Andy Bowers.
It depends how high you rank at your embassy. A top diplomat does indeed have full immunity, as do any deputies or family members. That means a foreign ambassador can commit just about any crime, from running a red light to murder and escape prosecution. Lower-ranking officials have what's called functional immunity. That means they're safe as long as the crime is committed as part of their diplomatic work. So a consular staffer who punches a U.S. official during a meeting would be fine. But the same punch thrown at a bar on the weekend could land him in jail. Embassy service staff, such as kitchen workers, have no special status. Of course, the U.S. or any country can deport diplomats for any reason, including crimes. And a diplomat's own government can always waive immunity. That happened in 1997, when a top diplomat from the Republic of Georgia struck and killed a Maryland teenager while driving drunk. Georgia waived his immunity, and he was convicted of manslaughter.
That's Andy Bowers, senior editor at Slate. That explainer was reported by Christopher Beam.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.